The EBM motorcycle craze is dead. Yes, electronic vehicles. You got a bunch of major companies out there right now that are cutting production of the electronic vehicle car. And of course, we know Harley-Davidson, they spun the LiveWire off into its own company. We got members only coming on later on after the show. We have China Dowell also coming up on the show to talk about this topic. It's going to be a good one, man. It tickles my heart good that everybody out there has nothing left for these electronic vehicles. You know, let's admit they're not that reliable when it comes to going on a trip. There's no infrastructure for them, none of that stuff. And we've been sold by these politicians that electronic vehicles, they're the things of the future. I don't think so. And you know what? People were getting tax breaks and all that good stuff from the government, and they're still not buying them. And the car lots and all that good stuff are just filled to the brim with them. So let's bring in the China Dowell and see what she has to say. The China Dowell is coming in. What's up, China?
Good morning.
What do you think about this, man? We were never into the electronic vehicles.
No. And I mean, I got a little inside input just because of where I work. And I know the owner of our company specifically stated that he would never put any of those electronic vehicle units at any of his locations because of the fact that it would cost him way more in the long run for him to have those where they could plug in their vehicles than he would ever make out of it.
I think it's all a political ploy is what it is. And places like California, they put so much pressure on these car companies to go all electric. And it's just not viable. I don't think so. Because like you said, gas stations like yours,
they don't do it.
So without the infrastructure, how the hell are you going to have electronic vehicles?
Well, and if you think about the big picture, too, how much higher is your own electric bill going to be?
Well, that, too. And we already look at the electric bills. Look at what's coming on this weekend. We're going to be in the minuses.
Yeah, it's with the way the weather changes so much, the way the electric bill goes way higher specific times of the year.
And it does. So how are you going to jump in a car or ride a motorcycle that only has like the LiveWire has a range of under 100 miles? They're only viable in big cities. That's what they're made for.
And if you think of that, you sit there and look at the big picture with that is you go somewhere, first off, in an electric vehicle or on an electric bike, you got to find some place where you can plug it in to charge it. Then you got to sit there and think about the fact that how long are you going to have to sit there and wait for your vehicle to get a fully charged to continue your destination?
Man, China Dow throwing some bombs out there right now, man. I mean, a lot of good questions.
You're going to have to make a trip twice as long than what you want it to be because of the fact that you're going to have to wait hours for it to recharge.
So this out of USA Today, electronic vehicle inventories have increased by 506% from a year ago. And the average time they sit on the market is 82 days versus 64 days compared to gas vehicles. And Ford and GM are sitting there like, yeah, we're not going to keep on producing them. It's bad enough that Ford has, I think, the F-150 that's over $100,000. Can you imagine paying $100,000 for a damn car?
No, thanks. No, would never happen.
What's that come out to, like $1,500 a month in a car payment?
Yeah, pretty much, depending on how many years you get the car payment for.
Could you imagine? I don't understand how people pay $600-$700 a month in car payments.
I don't think people should pay over $300.
China's still living like it's 1985 over here.
I know. How about back years ago when we had a car payment of like $189?
Oh, those were the good ones. I need to buy a used ass truck for $1,000
or like $2,000.
Harleys right now, they're going for butt ass cheap on the internet over on Facebook. And that's just unreal that all the prices are just dropping. But I think, do you want to buy an electric vehicle at $60,000-$70,000 and can't use the damn thing?
Yep. No, because where are you going to go? You're going to go like to the neighborhood grocery store and home, and that's pretty much it.
And it's funny. I was watching a program with Tucker Carlson today on Twitter because, you know, this big EV push is about climate change and stuff like that. You know, and he had a scientist on that says it's all, you know, poppycock.
Poppycock.
Yeah, it's all poppycock.
Poppycock.
It's malarkey. Because throughout human history, before all this carbon and stuff like that that they're pushing is destroying the earth, it's a known fact that we went through warming and cold cycles throughout Earth's history.
Well, hey, you know, you can blame us women on the 80s for the Aquanet super.
The Aquanet, man, putting that ozone.
And guess what? I still use that crap.
You do.
It's fine. It's fine.
You know, and the battery range, like you said, is just too unbelievable. I think it's a political thing. That's why it's not taking off, but it's not reliable. Hell, when we have them in our shop, we're just changing freaking brakes and stuff. Can't work on it because you got high voltage running through that shit that'll kill you. So nobody's going to, you got to be specially trained to work on it. Who's going to train that many techs to work on these EV cars?
Yeah, because unless you bring it back directly to the manufacturer, who else is going to be able to do it?
They're not. Let's see here. Road rage. My car was $33,000 and my payment is only $389. They were desperate for used cars in 2020, gave me a ton for my trade and took $3,000 off. You know, that's, and he's right, man. I got an old pickup truck. I love it to death. And the place I bought it from was trying to get it for double what I paid for it. I was like, yeah, no, I can actually work on this one.
Yeah, for real.
And I don't have to, you know, it's funny because we drive older cars. It's because they're easier to work on and they're cheaper. But now you get people that are getting, I seen a 2023 Hyundai Accent come in. And I was like, really? This is like a spaceship with all the buttons.
Did you get lost in there?
I got lost. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
How do you start this thing? Oh, it's a button.
Yeah, well, it's a button. And then there's a little dial now that you can put it in forward and reverse and all
that. Oh, so there's no more gear shifter?
Yeah, it's like, wow, man, these kids, I feel for them. They don't know how to drive a stick. My God, you put them in there, they'd be like lost.
Is that why there's so many kids going to gas stations now that cannot figure out how to even put their own gas in?
You have that now?
Oh my God, yeah. Do you know how many times they've come in, or let alone use their credit or debit card at the gas pump? They don't have a clue. But yeah, I've had numerous people come in.
What's that say about these kids?
I've had numerous kids, teenagers, that don't know how to open the gas can or the gas cap or the gas, where the gas is, because they can't find the button. Because normally you got to push a button to open to where you put the gas. And they have no idea where the button is in their vehicle. Parents, school your children on how to put gas in their car.
What's that say? It was our generation that did this to the kids. Didn't teach them nothing. They don't even know how to survive in the world no more.
Doesn't seem like it.
But it seems like it is the left that keeps pushing this EV sale crap. And what's that tell you when Harley Davidson spins off LiveWire, the electric bike, into its own company and saying, hey, it's not going to last.
And is that bike even loud? Is it, or is it
no,
quiet?
It sounds like a jet engine.
So how are people even going to hear you coming?
Well, you know, they're fast, but at the same time, they don't have any range. And it's funny how all these news companies, so-called news, is coming out saying, well, electric vehicle sales are slowing. No need to panic yet. Yeah, I think they should be panicking right now.
For real.
Because nobody wants the junk. No. And that's all they are is junk.
Well, why would you want it when you got to sit there and pre-plan any trip so you know where you could stop and charge your vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
How many places, how many charging stations are there?
The only place I ever seen one was at Woodfield Mall that one time. And I was like, what the hell are those things?
Charging stations.
And you had to tell me that's a charging station.
Yeah. For electric vehicles.
I was like, what? Really? Why would I want to do that? Sit there for like 8 hours just to put a, you know, a charge on my vehicle. Do you think they're the future? Or are we going to keep with gas?
To be honest, in my opinion,
hybrids, maybe.
Hybrids, maybe, but I think people are going to stick with their gas vehicles. Why? Because one, it's going to be cheaper to repair, or they know how to do it themselves. Two, charging ports. There aren't many around.
You know what always surprises me, and I still can't figure this out. I can't understand why, you know, Elon Musk hasn't figured it out. On a gas engine, there's an alternator to charge everything.
Yeah.
Why can't they do that with an electric vehicle where you don't have to plug it in?
Good question.
It's like, really? I thought we were smart here. I thought we were modern. You can't figure that out. Then at that point, it might be a viable option if you didn't have to plug the damn thing in.
They're very true.
But they're saying that 2024 is going to be the year that nobody's going to be talking about electronic vehicles anymore.
Well, I guess we're going to have to wait it out and see how this year goes then.
Because I just don't see, you know, it says Tesla and Teslas. I got to admit, those are badass cars.
I've only seen them a few.
If they put an engine in that thing that is gas or a hybrid, you're talking it's gorgeous, that car. You know, because I get to sit in some cool cars.
Yeah.
You know. And the Tesla was good. I have to say, a Lamborghini, man, when we were changing the freaking tires on that thing, we were all sweating and all that kind of stuff. Because you nick one of them rims, you're done. You know, you're talking big money. So when I got to sit in the Tesla, first, I couldn't figure out any of the damn thing.
Where's the battery in those?
No, it's like, okay, how do I start this thing? And when you start it up, it talks to you.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. It talks to you. Oh. It's that creepy voice you hear on Google Maps.
Like Google or Alexa or whatever.
Yeah. And it's like, I was dumb.
What does it tell you?
And some of the newer cars, man, you got batteries in the trunk. You got batteries underneath the car. And it's like, wow, man, things are changing on me too damn quick right here. But that tells you everything when there's a car sitting on the lot for that long.
Mm-hmm.
Now, us, again, we go to used cars, you know, something under maybe $5,000.
Yep.
And then I just fix them.
Yep.
When they go down.
Yep.
You know how much stuff I put on my freaking Silverado by now?
A lot.
Just had brake lines done.
Uh-huh. And tires.
And tires. Just put tires on. I've had all the gaskets replaced because it's easy to work on. But you try to get in one of these things, you're going to get shocked.
You better not be wearing,
you're gonna
any
look
metal.
Like Einstein by you're done.
You better not use any, wear any metal because you might get electrocuted.
Actually, no, you got, you know what? You have to be specially trained to mess with them batteries. And nobody around us is freaking specialized. It's like, take it to the dealer, man. Then if that battery goes out, the minimum right now is $5,000.
Yeah, I've heard that. That it is super expensive just to replace a battery.
It's more, you know what, Terry, and you're right on that. The fire department can't even put out the fires on these cars. They'll get shocked.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't they have to use like that foam or something instead of water?
But hybrids, I have to admit, I'm interested in them. Because you still got the gas engine. And with a hybrid, you can go from like the Chicago to Minnesota for $30-$40. Those are cool. Yeah, you can.
For real?
For real. The gas mileage is unbelievable.
Yeah, but how expensive is a hybrid?
Well, that's the question. Is it, you know, do you get more value out of it than just an electric vehicle? And I said, yeah, you know, it's more of a good decision to do. Price-wise
anyways.
But a lot of people, when they go buy the cars, you know what? It is so funny. So funny. Had a guy bring in a 2021 now. I think it was a Corolla or something like that.
I didn't even know Corolla was still making cars.
Toyota, you mean?
Yeah, well, Toyota Corolla.
Had no oil in the engine. None. Well, my oil light's on. Maybe you want to put some oil in it. Yeah. Maybe you want to do something.
Maybe you want to check that.
You know, people say, well, you know, they said 10,000 miles between an oil change with full synthetic. That don't mean you don't check the oil, dummy.
So you just what? Check your mileage and then decide, hey, I'll just bring it in. And then next thing you know it, you're about to bust up your whole car.
So a lot of people, they don't factor in the maintenance costs of the cars.
No.
You know, you'll get the big thing right now with the younger kids is Audis. Do you know how much it is to fix one of them things? Just parts alone.
Mm-mm.
So they don't figure that in. See, China Dow's a girl gearhead. She knows what's going on.
No, because you got to figure
in
how much
she makes me put in the damn oil.
Yeah, so I checked the oil the other day before I left work. It was full.
Mm.
I did. I even texted you saying I checked that and my washer fluid was full.
And I like that, Dan. Perpetual energy is why EVs can't recharge themselves while driving. And I would like to think it would increase distance at least. And I think that's the major problem is the distance.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like, you know, when Harley came out with the LiveWire initially, it was like, why am I going to pay $30,000 for this damn thing? $30,000, I can't even go 100 miles.
It's not worth it. It's not.
But what do you think about people that don't think about the maintenance cost of a car? I see, you know, young ones driving Mercedes and BMWs.
Cadillacs, too. Like the Cadillac SUVs. I've been seeing a lot of
those
lately.
The Escalades and all that?
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of those everywhere.
And then they'll come in and they're like, why is it so expensive? You just bought a damn Mercedes, dummy.
The more you're spending on the car, the more you're going to be spending on parts.
You know, a lot of them are into the European cars now. I'm more into the Japanese stuff because they'll last. But you know what? I really think GM and Ford and Dodge, they should just stick with trucks. Get out of the car business is what I say. Because your cars suck compared to the Japanese.
Well, I will say Ford Taurus, because we've had two. I believe, right?
Those were garbage.
And how many times did those get messed up between starters and alternators? The two that we had.
Mm.
It was ridiculous.
Well, like Beezer just said, he sweats when he has to tow a wrecked Tesla. He's paranoid that it's going to catch fire or electrocute him, loading and unloading them. And that's just like a fire department. They have a hard time with these cars. But like you said, Fords and GMs, they're not the best cars in the world.
No.
You know, I know we get this made in the USA type of thinking, but let's just admit it. The cars that we make stink. And GM and Ford really need to just stick with trucks.
And we've had a lot of Fords as far as cars.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had Ford trucks, and the Ford trucks always have outlasted the Ford cars.
Well, yeah, that's the only thing they're good at. That's their moneymaker anyway, so why not get out? And like Steve says, American cars are just garbage.
Mm-hmm.
They don't put any pride into them. You know, a lot of people make fun of the Japanese, but at least they put pride and they, you know, inspect their stuff, and then things last forever if you take care of them. That's why you get lifetime warranties on powertrains now, because the damn things are going to last you. You know, I've seen some cars come into the shop that have 400,000 or 500,000 miles on it. It's rusting around the engine. The engine's going to last, but the car's rusting away.
Well, it's just like I look at our vehicles because we've got older models, and it's like I'm looking at it going, I mean, I don't know what the undercarriage looks like, but I do know there's some rust underneath both doors, passenger and driver. But other than that, it still looks like it's in good shape.
And that's, well, that's when GM and Ford actually cared about the product.
Yeah.
Now they just want to push it off on the line.
I think they're pushing cars through too fast.
You know, you got Honda right now. They, I don't know where they're at. I don't know if they broke that agreement with GM, but they actually are building a 12 or something billion dollar EV factory in Canada. And I think that's a waste of money.
Why?
Maybe in 2060 or 2070, it might be a viable option. I just don't see it right now, though.
Do you think people invest in like flying vehicles faster than they would when they got to go?
You know what? When I'm messing around with my stocks and stuff like that, I always stay away from them companies.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing to do with EV shit.
No.
Because I don't think it's going to last. It's, again, it's going to take 30, 40 years to perfect the technology. You got to have the infrastructure. That's just like gas.
Mm-hmm.
When gas first started coming out, you had to build gas stations all over the damn place.
Yep. And now they're on every corner. If not two or three on every corner.
You imagine having to go through Death Valley in an electric vehicle, hoping the damn thing don't break down.
Imagine going through Rocky Mountains or the Appalachian Mountains driving in an electric car. What happens? They're going to have some place charging stations like up on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't see that happening. I've been to the top of Pikes Peak. I don't see there are any spaces for any charging ports.
That would be scary as hell going through the desert in an EV. It would. It'd scare the hell out of me.
It'd be crazy.
That's just, it's amazing.
Half the time you're sitting there going, okay, am I going to make it to the next gas station? Going like down long deserted areas and whatnot.
You got to ask yourself why the news media keeps pushing the EVs and the people keep on saying no. And you sit back and say, well, these are all college, so-called educated people that just have an agenda to push on you is all it is. That's why they keep pushing. Now they're freaking out that they're going downhill. But the hybrid, you know what? I'd get one of them.
Now, who makes those?
Just because I want to go 40 miles, you know, 40 bucks, you know, cross country.
I mean, that kind of makes sense.
But I don't think you're ever going to get rid of a gas. I know a lot of people on YouTube, they talk about Harley Davidson, how they're going to be electric in 20 years. Nah, I don't think so. No way. But the one thing I can't understand is why trucks are going EV. What are you going to do with, say, an F-150 Lightning that's all electric? You imagine pulling up to a construction site in one of them things? You'd be made fun of.
The other guys would be like, dude, what is that?
Like, really?
Guys, is there a plug? I need a plug. Is there an outlet nearby? Bust out the extension cord. You're going to see a bunch of orange extension
cords. But they are
cords.
Saying that hybrids are holding strong when it comes to the pricing on that. But what do you say when people are to come hit me back and say, because I said American cars are garbage?
What am I going to say?
Yeah, you're going to say, well, you know, if the truth hurts.
I mean, if the shoe fits, wear it. I mean, because they are garbage.
You know, sorry. That's just like, I never thought I'd ever hear this happening. In 2028, they're discontinuing the Mustang.
No way.
And redesigning it into an electric vehicle. A Mustang!
The all-time favorite Mustang is going to be like
it's not going to even be called
the past.
It's instead of freaking power, you're going to hear wee.
What the hell was that?
Wee. Is that a Mustang?
What the hell was that? Somebody, what? No, that's just wrong. I'm sorry.
That's wrong on so many levels. They already got rid of the Camaro. Where's all the cars that we grew up going? And I just think, I hate that. Wee. I want to go wee for. Unbelievable.
How'd that go again?
Wee.
Wait, one more time.
That's just like you seen that live wire up at that dealership.
I did. It was
ugly. You were like, what the heck is that? That ain't a Harley.
I even asked you. I tapped you on the shoulder. I go, Hollywood, what in God's name is that? Like, it. What is it? What is it supposed to do? And you're like, this is the live wire. I'm like, okay.
And when you see the price tag, you're like, what?
I showed you the price tag hanging from that one. And you're like, yeah,
that'd never happen. You're like,
no, never. No, that was crazy.
Oh, my.
And I'm going to tell you, that bike was not very an attractive looking bike. Okay. It's just not. I don't see the thrill.
It's like, you know what? They're trying to make it a future looking type of stuff. And if that's
what we got in the future. I'll stick with what we got.
But I can see why that they're putting all this technology into these cars is because these kids, that's what they know is technology.
Yeah, 100%.
They have to have all these little gadgets.
All the bells and whistles.
Here I am. I still have to roll down my own windows.
Yeah, you still have the crank windows.
And I'm perfectly fine with it.
You're like, roll down your window. I'm like, no, dude, that's too much work.
And you know what, Frank? You do have a point there. What about the load capacity of these EV trucks and the cars for mileage before a recharge? I don't see an electric truck being able to have the haul capacity of a regular gas engine.
Mm-mm.
There ain't no damn way. It'd probably take more charge out of it.
Because of the weight.
Well, just like Dan just said, the load capacity is used up by the lithium battery weight, and trying to get rid of a lithium battery, really? No. It's bad enough where you're seeing car batteries going for $500-$600 for the AVGs or the AGMs, I mean.
Mm.
That's just craziness. You imagine $500 for a damn battery for your car?
Dude, I freak out now because I got to pay over $100 for a car battery.
Most of them now were over the twos.
I know. Remember when they used to be like $45-$50?
You can't even get a lawnmower battery for that.
Not anymore. Not anymore. It's crazy. Rage says you saying we is gonna be his new ringtone.
Wee! 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 You imagine that as a phone ringtone?
Now I want it. I'm going to totally make you do that. Record your voice into my phone so I could use it. Be like, yes. It's crazy.
But you do have stupid ones like BMW. They're converting a real old German plant to make EVs. And they're spending $712 million. And if you're in the stock market, you don't want to invest in these companies. You got to get away from transportation.
Yeah, I don't think investing in transportation is even really the best idea to begin with.
Well, look at the hard time people are having right now, especially these car companies, the repossessions that they don't got enough repo people.
No, they don't.
To get the cars or the motorcycles anymore.
Mm-mm.
And then they go to auction and can't get no money for them. See, the banks are losing their ass.
I wouldn't invest in vehicles of any sort as far as doing like that. No. Why? Because look how many times the Belvedere plant closed down.
Yeah, they're finally coming open again.
I know, but look how many times it's closed down and for like months at a time. So where's your
investment
gonna go?
Well, that's the thing. That's why you don't mess around with GM, Ford, or Chrysler, because they got the unions. Most of their expenses are paying the unions, the UAW. They're the ones that drive these companies out of business and sit there. What happened? Why don't I got a job? It's because you know what? They can go over to freaking Mexico and build a car for 100 times less than here.
Yeah.
They'd have paid somebody $5 an hour compared to freaking $100 an hour you UAW people want.
It's true.
But it's funnier that Japan has, well, they build cars here in the United States, but I don't know if they allow UAW. I'm not on that one. But they have better quality control. I'd rather have something made in Japan than China, though.
Yeah, for real.
Because they actually take care. That's why their electronics freaking whizzes over there in Japan.
They're math whizzes.
Go to the comments. Read some of the comments there.
They're funny. There's your sad state of affairs. Alrighty. Alrighty. If you really love your lady, buy her a concrete vibrator. Octane and wrenches. Where are the bubbles from the Jetsons?
Right?
I want to drive.
Well, no, everything right now is.
I want to fly a little spaceship car.
No, everything's like a freaking drone. It's like, dude, we can't do better than that.
Yeah, but if you've seen the transformation of some of these vehicles, okay, like you brought up Camaro. And it's like, you see what the Camaros looked like in the 80s, right?
Well, the 70s were the best.
You look at the Camaros now, and they look like bubble cars.
Bubble gums?
Bubble cars. I said bubble cars.
They look like bubble gum to me.
But, I mean, they don't, and Mustangs. Oh my I mean. God.
Well, they had the Boss design. That's why I don't know why Harley, they don't bring back a production panhead or a knucklehead. I think those would sell off the freaking shelves.
Well, it's like I remember looking in my driveway and my brother used to call his car Piggy, and it was a Formula Firebird with that nice, you know, the nice birdie on the hood.
I bet he wish he never sold that damn thing.
And well, he sold it because it always took way too much gas. He called it his gas guzzler. That's why it was nicknamed Piggy. But it's like, you know, you don't see cars like that anymore.
No.
Because when they remake these cars, they all end up looking like these bubble cars. They don't even look sporty anymore.
Well, just like Dan just said, diesel's always going to win when it comes to pulling weight and stuff like that. And that's why a lot of people like getting diesel trucks.
I actually know a lot of people that have diesel trucks. They went from getting regular gas trucks to diesel trucks. Yeah, it's going to be more expensive for their gas, but at the same time, they go longer. And I've heard they don't even have to fuel up as frequent.
Dirty Knobs. Harley is coming out with a bike that runs on Starbucks for the rubs. There's just a big disconnect between the people that ride nowadays. Huge, huge disconnect. Unbelievable.
Like Frank said, the sad state of affairs.
And then they're going to be incorporating artificial intelligence into these cars. You watch. Before long, you're going to be like, remember that one movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger? He was running to Mars all the time, and he jumps into that Total Recall. He jumps in the taxi, and the taxi guy sits, you know, turns around and talks and stuff. That's what's going to happen.
Because the car was driving itself.
Yeah.
I actually seen on Facebook, a friend of mine showed video of her daughter getting an Uber. Mind you, I don't know where this was, but her daughter was
An Uber.
Her daughter was
China Dow stranded me.
Her daughter was in an Uber and there was no driver.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I will show you. I will find the video on my friend's Facebook page and show you. There was literally no driver. But she was in the back seat. It drove itself.
There has to be somebody behind the wheel.
I'll pull the video up and I'll show you.
You know what? That's a stage video.
I'll pull the video up and show you.
There has to be a human operator behind it.
I'll pull it up and show you.
A Tesla battery pack. All that's in there is a bunch of 18,650 cells. Just like when you buy. He's not lying about them Tesla batteries. He's not lying about them. But I don't think that's going to be until 30, 40 years from now where cars can drive themselves. There's no way. That's the one thing that the Motorcycle Rights Foundation is trying to fight is autonomous vehicles because of motorcycles. They can't really see them.
Weird.
I don't want to be on a damn bike, and next thing you know, I look at a car, nobody's in there. That'd freak me out.
There's a passenger, but nobody in the driver's seat.
China Dow ain't allowed to smoke or vape on the show no more.
Shush.
Not allowed.
Shush.
But what would you do if you were just passing a car and they didn't have any damn driver?
And there were people in the car still?
Yeah.
I'd be weirded out. I'd be like, what the hell just happened? I would be one that would be pointing and staring and doing, look.
You do that enough.
Yeah, but I was always told never to point, but that would be the one time I'd be pointing going, what in God's name? Where's the driver?
But I did. I took my an Uber the first time because she stranded me.
Oh, God, I didn't strand you. I was at work.
She stranded me.
I was at work. I can't just leave work when I'm there by myself to go get you.
And they took I took this thing, and I got to admit, man, they make them drive really nice cars. It ain't like an old Chicago taxi cab where it's like
a beater with a heater.
What did I just get in here? It wasn't like that.
It was a nice car.
It was a nice damn car. I felt like I was being chauffeured around. I was like, it was worth the $30. Nice and warm. They had classical music going.
Was the driver cool?
Yeah, the driver was cool too. You know, the only thing about the Uber drivers is like, okay, we'll talk for a couple minutes and then shut up. Shut up, stupid. I don't know you. My goodness.
Thanks. Now Steve's razzing me for leaving you stranded.
Yeah, everybody should be razzing you for leaving me stranded.
Dude, I am not going to leave work.
Oh, I'm not going to leave work because Hollywood don't matter that much.
I was working by myself. Who is going to cover the store so I can go get you?
And you got that right. Walking by Faith Ministries, not trusting a car to take me down the road with no driver. But do you think that's the future where there's going to be no drivers?
Aren't there cars now where you can actually pre-program stuff in?
Yeah, but at least there's a driver behind it.
Yeah, there's somebody there, but they could be sitting there with their hands behind their head. They don't even have to drive.
That would freak me out.
They could be taking a nap. That would even be worse.
You imagine sitting
looking
there,
over and there's the driver of a vehicle just
taking
napping. Just napping.
But a lot of what's scary is a lot of this technology is going to end up in semis. They already got them. You know what weirded me out? A buddy of mine owns a trucking company. And I guess when you get your CDL now, you either take it on a manual or an automatic and you get certified for that one. So does that mean, you know, if you do it on an automatic, you can't drive a stick shift no more?
Or if you do it on a stick, you can't drive an automatic when an automatic is common sense.
And, you know, it's just weird that the way things have changed in the last couple years. You know, when I talked to my brother, he drives an automatic, even though he knows how to drive a stick.
Yeah.
But everything out there is now automatic. And he says the new trucks are all tricked out now. It's like little RVs that you're driving.
Well, how many people are there in this world that actually know how to drive a manual vehicle?
That's because our generation didn't teach the dummies.
I mean, you taught me.
Yeah, I have to admit, China Dow knows how to drive stick unless it's on a bike. Then she's stupid.
Then I'm stupid because it's two hands, 2 feet. Nope. Can't coordinate.
You know what's really scary, and Prepper just said that, is the government's going to put kill switches in cars and then they can stop you anytime they please. But when you buy a new car, they are having the dealerships put a GPS tracking device in your car. We pulled one yesterday.
For real?
They put it in your car as long as you're financing that car.
You have to have that in there.
So they can track you? Yeah, they make it track you.
Yeah, that's so if they got to repo it, they know exactly where to find it.
Exactly. And they're doing it on motorcycles too now.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, they are. They're doing it through Harley. If you're financing from a company, they'll put a tracking device on your bike.
So they can find you.
If you're not paying, they'll find it.
They know exactly where to get it from.
But what does that say about privacy right there?
You ain't got nothing no more.
But let's look at both sides of the argument. If you're loaning somebody money, do you know, you want to know where they're at? Yeah.
I want to know where to find them so I can get my money back.
So then we say, well, this is BS that these companies are doing that. That's where I think you had to draw the line. And you know what? If they do start putting kill switches in these cars and these motorcycles, where all a cop has to do is push a button to get you down,
to get you to pull over,
that's messed up.
Dude, I'm still in shock and awe every time I pull up at a stoplight and the vehicle next to me, when the light changes green, the engine has to be restarted. What the hell is that shit?
Mm-hmm.
That shit creeps. Doesn't that waste more gas? What is the concept there?
Well, it's supposed to save more on the aisle.
Yeah, but okay. But here's the question with that. When you're sitting at a stoplight and it's crappy weather like it is out here right now, somebody's sliding, how are you going to get the hell out of the way? You're just going to sit there and take the impact?
No, it only takes a split, not even a, it's milliseconds before it starts back up.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, if you're in a car that doesn't do that, you can just hurry up and be like, yeah, move out of the way.
There's China Doll's rendition of the electric vehicle right there.
What? Just saying. I don't know. It's just weird. I hate that. I sit next to a vehicle and I'm like, I hear nothing from the vehicle next to me. And then all of a sudden it turns green and you hear the engine start. And I'm like, what the hell? What is that? What is that crap?
Faith Ministries. Most are restricted to automatic, but if you train on a manual, you can drive either. It's just a foreign concept to me. You know, I used to have my CDL until I gave it up.
Yeah.
And have an automatic truck would have been foreign to me.
Yeah, you would have been lost.
I'd have been like, where's the shifter? That's just like after you get you drive around in a stick car or truck, and then you go to automatic, you're always trying to get the shifter.
Well, not just the shifter, but you're always trying to use your left foot.
Beezer, that would be interesting. Ford is supposedly going to have a self repossession function on their vehicles equipped with self-driving feature. You know what? Coming into the future, it's kind of scary. It really is. If you think about it, we were the crossover generation. We came from regular phones to now you to talk on the phone and look at people. And the technology we've went through so far is kind of like messed up. And then you look at what it's going to be like in 40, 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be scary of what they can come out with. Guardian Riders, it seems like it would wear out a starter quicker. I have it deactivated on the old lady's SUV. So Guardian Riders has one of them.
Where the engine shuts off at the stoplights.
But well,
Steve does too. Steve says he says the old lady had a Jeep and it did that and that stop crap and it drove him crazy. I mean, it's stupid.
Yeah, because you got to push on the brake pedal and keep it there. And then when you lift off the brake pedal, it starts.
It's stupid. I think it's dumb. I mean, like Guardian Rider said, how many starters are going to go out because of that?
Mm-hmm.
How many times are you going to have to get a new starter? And starters aren't cheap.
No, not on these newer cars. They're not.
So how many times are you going to have to replace it because of that stupid effect on your car? That's stupid.
But what do you think about this? You think it's finally going away, all this EV vehicle craze?
I hope so. I think it's stupid.
Why do you think people don't want it besides price? I think they don't want to be told what to do.
I think that's
except if you live in California, you guys love how being told what to do or you wouldn't be living there.
I'm not going to lie. I think the biggest thing is going to be the expense and the fact that you got nowhere to charge it.
So those are the two barriers that they're going to have to overcome to make these mainstream.
Well, you're going to have to talk owners of gas station companies to put in charging ports and.
It's like, how the hell
they don't want to do it.
What are they going to charge by the minute or something to make their money out of those?
That's
things?
Just it is the question. The question is how is a gas station, if they put a charging station in, how are they going to make money off of it? Because their electric bill is going to double, if not triple. So how are they going to make any money off those charging ports? Do you got to put your credit card in so it can charge?
I wonder how that does work now.
I don't know, to be honest with you. I've never been up close. I mean, I know they have them at Woodfield Mall, but I've never like been up close and like stared at it to like see how it works.
Free.
I mean, maybe it is. I don't know.
What do you think what Jason just said? It's amazing how much personal freedoms we are giving up without realizing it's due to technology.
That's true. 100%.
We are giving up a lot of freedoms.
Yeah.
You can't even walk in the city of Chicago without them cameras identifying who you are.
You can't walk That's pretty much scary. Anywhere nowadays because everywhere you look is a camera.
You can't do that's one thing the media don't understand about clubs or anything. You can't do anything illegal anymore because you're gonna get caught.
Your private life is no longer private if you're in anywhere because of the fact that everyone's got a camera.
Mm.
What is the I guess percentage rate of being somewhere in public where you can't go pick up your phones and you're gonna see what maybe one person not have one maybe.
And you got that right, Faith Ministries. The problem is no one has any money anymore. I cannot believe how bad inflation is, and now it's hitting motorcycles and cars. That's why everybody's getting rid of these bikes for next to nothing.
Yeah. I've seen Marketplace. There's a bunch of Harleys on there for
$4,000, $3,500.
Under $5,000. There's a multitude of them for under $5,000. And we're not talking older models either. We're talking even like 2021s and 2020s. And
they're going for nothing.
For under $5,000, I've seen zillions of them on Marketplace.
Well, that's why you never buy a new car or a bike, because you're going to take the depreciation hit right away. As soon as you pull it off the freaking parking lot, it's $5,000 less than what you paid for, or more than what you paid for it. And that's crazy, man.
Steve said, when I borrowed my buddy's Tesla, I had to use a credit card to pay to charge it at a station in North Carolina.
It says right here, Beezer says, they charge your credit card $50 for a quick 1 hour charge.
Yeah, but how far are you going to go on a 1 hour charge?
Does that fill up the charge on your battery?
Probably not.
So if they do all these quick charges, you imagine sitting in a freaking gas station and you got an electric vehicle for an hour.
They better start making all gas stations having freaking tables and chairs inside.
Now, if they could get it to like 5 minutes, that'd be a different story.
Yeah,
for real. But an hour, who's going to sit there?
Not me.
I don't know any regular person that actually has one of these things. I see them with hybrids all the time.
Yeah, I don't know anyone.
But they're all rich people that or leftists that have these cars.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. Can you?
You haven't seen one yet?
An electric car? No. I don't know anyone that has one.
You haven't seen a Tesla?
I've seen Teslas, but I don't know personally people that own one. Every time we go somewhere, our son goes, Ma, look, there's another Tesla.
Well, that's because of Elon Musk.
I see Teslas all over the place, but I don't personally have someone that I know that owns one.
You have to get in one. One of these days when I got one of them, I'm going to say, hey, get up here. I'm going to let you get in one.
So I could see how spaceshipy it is.
It is all nothing but a spaceship.
I'm going to be in there videotaping going, look at this jet.
Faith Ministry, he bought an 11 Wide Glide last week for $3,200.
Yeah, exactly.
$3,200 for a
And was that at a place of business, or was that on like Facebook Marketplace? Because Facebook Marketplace,
that's where you're gonna get it all.
You're gonna get them all there.
And the cars, I don't know, on Marketplace, the trucks, they're still going for, it's like amazing. You go on Facebook Marketplace and you see these like 20 or 2000s for, you know, a 2000 Silverado, $8,000. It's like, it's a 2000, dummy.
Beezer says, we constantly tow electric cars. They try to cross Alligator Alley without a full charge.
What's Alligator Alley? Is that like Florida or Louisiana?
It's somewhere that's got a lot of alligators.
Shoot them! Shoot them!
Shoot them!
Swamp people and stuff. Shoot them!
Shoot them!
And you know what? That series is still going.
Is it really? You never watch it anymore.
But you know what? I don't understand it. They're driving around in $100,000 trucks. It's like, dude, you shoot alligators. I want to go in that business.
Jason, I'm glad I wasn't the only one confused by that.
That's because we're up north. It's like
Jason lives in Illinois.
The only one we only alligators we see are inside the zoo.
I know. We don't see them in the public area.
And you know what's bad? Every time I see one in the zoo, I want to go do a Happy Gilmore on one. Go beat it up.
You want to go wrestle it?
I want to wrestle. I want to knock him in the head.
You want to just go punch it?
Problem is, the damn thing to eat me. Go sock it in the eye. Next dirty, thing you know, I'm in his mouth.
Dirty knobs. We have skunk and deer alley.
Typical ad for a truck on Facebook Marketplace. 2001 Ram with 230,000 miles on it. 10 grand.
No low bids. I know what I got.
Yeah, right. You got a dumpster right there.
He's not lying, though. I've seen a lot of them that say that kind of stuff.
That's insanity right there.
I've seen that.
I got to look at one of them.
A Guardian writer says, well, we have Meth Head Alley.
Yeah, you just walk on the south side of Chicago. That's all you have to do.
Beezer says Alligator Alley is through the Florida Everglades. It's about 120 miles long with only one gas station between.
Well, wait a second, man. Trucks are really coming down right now. 95 Chevy 2500. It's $2,500, 97,000. Man, the trucks are dropping down too. Nobody does have them. Nobody has any money. Holy cow, man. I need to start picking up some trucks. They're like, they came down in price now. Holy cow.
Uh-oh.
That's insanity.
Am I going to come home one day and have like a couple trucks in the driveway?
You might. 1981 Dodge, that's $4,000. You're stupid.
Road Rage, you talking about them Stanley Cups?
What do you mean?
He goes, just trade one of those pink cups everyone's going crazy for and get a new Road Glide.
There's pink cups now?
I don't know.
I am so behind times here.
That's why I asked if he was talking about those Stanley Cups that everybody's like, oh my God, you got to buy Stanley. I'm like, my cup's not a Stanley. It's just an off brand from Walmart. And it's a good cup. And it was cheaper than a Stanley.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, we're going to go to members only in a couple minutes. If you're not a member, you can join over on YouTube or on Insane Throttle or on Spotify. New stuff happening over here on the channel, and we're going to be talking about that on the members only. Only members are going to get to know what the heck is going on, so get on over there. You'll love it.
Right. And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcast platforms for all the replays of Motorcycle